In Victoria's East Gippsland, exhausted fire crews are working tirelessly to prepare for more hot weather from tomorrow. They're setting up containment lines and trying to clear access routes so they can move quickly if the fires spread or new ones flare. Peter White is the Country Fire Authority captain in the town of Buchan, where a man was killed last week and several homes lost. He told David Sparks this campaign is unlike any he's seen in his 16 years as a volunteer firefighter.
Doing all the containment lines at the moment just for Buchan South. That's one of our biggest threatened areas. And also up the top around Wilgoolmerang and Sugambugan up there as well. They've got all the other fires coming down the hill from New South Wales area, the Cabungra fire and all that coming down this way as well.
What's involved in setting up a containment line? I mean, we hear that a lot in the media, but I think a lot of people wouldn't understand that.
Yeah, containment lines is just a mineral earth break basically on an existing road, so where we just widen it and treat all the hazardous trees. So if the fire does come through that area, we can get in there a lot quicker because there's no hazardous trees to fall on the firefighters, which makes the firefighting easier. And stopping the spread of fire, but also creating access so we can actually get in there to deal with the fire after it's gone through.
And would you use, like, earth-moving machinery, chainsaws?
Yeah, it's done with all harvesters, excavators, graders, dozers.
How hard do you think the next Friday, Saturday are going to be?
Friday's a bit of a spike day with the northwesterlies winds coming through. Yeah, it just depends on where the fire is and if it takes a run. That's the hardest part, but we're preparing for it. We've got crews up there blacking out everywhere. We've got two strike teams in here today blacking out all areas that could be potential for fire to get out of where it is inside the containment lines. And some of the fire isn't inside containment lines, so it's just a matter of we have to wait and see, unfortunately. But we're doing our best.
I think you said you've been with the CFA here for 16 years. How does what you've seen over the last week, more than a week now, compare with the 16 years that you've been doing this here?
Oh, the 16 years and all the campaign fires we've been through in this area. This year is unpredictable. We've had hardened firefighters that do firefighting all the time. But I'm in the same boat, just looking at the fire situation and where the fire's coming from. This year, you just cannot pick where it's going. It's just a horrendous year for dryness.
And I guess you would have got up close and personal with these fires, like your crew did. I mean, describe what they look like physically at their most intense when you're up there.
Well, the other night we had the smoke column collapse on top of us, and it was just like raining virtually embers, but like hail. So it was just incredible the amount of work we had to do. I own log cabins here. We've got 10 cottages, and we managed to save all those and everything in the main street and everything like that. So it was just an amazing effort.
For those of us who have never been in that situation, do you see large flames, or are you just surrounded by black smoke, or what?
Oh, no, it's large flames everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, the cave reserve, the Buchan Caves Reserve over there, we had fire tornadoes at about 100 metres high in it. So it was incredible. It just, you'd never ever see it again in your lifetime.
Peter White, the CFA captain in the town of Buchan in East Gippsland, speaking to David Sparks.